Hello, everybody. We're here with Leticia Moll. Leticia, tell me, you're a fighter. I'm going to call you a fighter. Tell me what kinds of fights you do and you're involved with.
I'm currently a professional boxer, but I also have a skill set in MMA. I've had a lot of amateur MMA fights as well as kickboxing fights, and I'm a blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay. Okay, so, Leticia, do you have any type of formal training in martial arts?
I do, in the sense that I train at a gym that focuses on cage fighting, but I don't have any previous background. I've never done karate or taekwondo or anything like that. The only experience I have is Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Okay, and how long, Leticia, how long have you been fighting?
I had my first amateur fight in 2016.
Okay.
So a little over 6 years.
Okay. Okay, this is Leticia, this is very, very general and very broad, and I want to get into the specifics of it, obviously, but like, how are things going for you as far as just the overall fighting and your, I'm going to call it a career.
Yeah. I mean, as an amateur, I had a bit of a rough time, but I ended on a really high note. And then I went professional in boxing in December of 21. And I'm undefeated in professional boxing. So in that aspect, it's going really well. It's going exactly how we expected it to.
Okay, so how many fights have you been in? Like professional fights, like, well, amateur and professional fights.
So amateur, I think total I have 19 fights, and that's between, I think I have nine MMA fights, six kickboxing fights, and then I had three boxing fights as an amateur. And then as a professional, I have two professional boxing fights.
And how have you done in those matches?
As an amateur, like I said, my MMA record wasn't the greatest, but I did end on a good note. I ended with a knockout last year as an amateur in my last amateur MMA fight. In kickboxing, I was 5-1 and competed at the Kickboxing Nationals in Delaware last year and seeded second in my bracket. Boxing, as an amateur, I did really well. I was 2-1, but that was a pretty short career, amateur career in boxing. And then as a boxing professional, I'm 1-0, and then I have one draw.
Okay, so Leticia, like why do you do this? Like what kind of got you into doing this?
When I first started, I was actually a softball player my whole life, and I was going to go to college for softball, but by the time that came, I was kind of over it. So I still wanted to do something that kind of kept me in shape and stuff. Out and I joined a boxing gym just for fun. I had no intentions of fighting. I never fought before. Like I said, I didn't have any like background experience with anything, so it was just more or less for a workout. And then I trained for about 6 months, and it turned out that I was naturally good at it. And I was offered my first MMA fight on a week's notice, and I just kind of took it on a whim. You know, I was like, why not? You know, it's not going to hurt to try. And then I just kind of got hooked after that.
Okay, so Leticia, how is tell me like how those things are different. How is MMA different than boxing and jiu-jitsu? I think I sort of know, but I'd like you to explain it to me.
Sure. So MMA stands for mixed martial arts. A lot of people will refer to it as the UFC, but the sport itself is called MMA.
Okay.
UFC is just one of the promotions, the bigger promotions that holds the sport. But that's the one that they do in the cage. You have little tiny gloves on, and you can punch, you can kick, you can elbow, you can knee, you can wrestle, you can do takedowns, and then you can do submissions on the ground as well. So that one's kind of basically a free-for-all.
Okay.
Kickboxing, I think people are probably more familiar with kickboxing and boxing. Kickboxing is punches and kicks. Depending on the rule set, if you're doing Muay Thai, you can throw knees and elbows. And then boxing is just strictly your punches. Boxing is probably the most popular that most people would be familiar with.
And are those three genres that you just described, is there a different approach for each one?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to think that it's really based on the rule set. You know, with boxing, I'm not going to focus on throwing kicks at the end of my combinations because I can't kick. So, like,
right.
And it's different in that aspect. I think MMA is probably the most complex because it's the most you have to know.
Okay.
But I think boxing can be the trickiest because the only way we can hurt each other is with our hands. So you just have to be really good at that. Where in MMA, I have 8 different options that I can attack you with. So if one doesn't work, I can just move to something else. Where in boxing, all I can do is punch you. I don't have any other way out.
Right.